face it, we all hate Monday, so what better day to rant than this?
My peeps are going to be rioting in the streets.
Here is John Pollock on Fight Network Radio.
Last week, there were two major stories that came out of professional wrestling and boxing that centered around the theme of personal responsibility. You see, I've been brought up in a world where excuses for personal failings are largely used as crutches to sugarcoat a mistake made by yourself. The first story dealt with the death of a two-year-old boy in East St. Louis, Illinois, at the hands of his four-year-old brother, where he strangled his brother with part of a curtain while their mother was in the shower. The mother in question is pointing the finger at professional wrestling for influencing the child to mimic the stars he watches on television. Yes, it is a tragedy that the child is dead. I'm not a fan of the knee-jerk bad parenting reaction that so many wrestling fans are quick to jump to, but neither am I a proponent of blaming a wrestling show on television for this tragedy. Pure and simple, these were two children left alone to play together, and the worst possible result occurred. The boy was choked by a curtain. How can wrestling be isolated as the sole purveyor of that scene? Nor do I even recall such a tactic used on any professional wrestling show. Pro wrestling is a very easy target in situations like this because it centers around violence and conflict. However, to sit your children in front of a television for a show that states parental guidance is suggested and not explain what professional wrestling is all about is a mistake unto itself. The other story is a much tougher one to dissect, and that is the story involving Luis Resto and the late Billy Collins. For those unaware, it was on June 16th of 1983 that Resto knocked out Collins after removing the padding from his boxing gloves and last week admitted that he also put his hands in plaster before putting them in the gloves. The fight resulted in vision problems for Collins and his retirement from boxing. Things got worse for Collins as he turned to alcoholism and months later died when he drove into a culvert. Resto and his trainer were banned from boxing, and Resto even served time in prison for the negligible act. Collins, on the other hand, is dead, and the controversy over whether one led to the other was put on display last week on this show and many other outlets, and I may be in the minority, but despite Resto deserving everything he got from his ban from boxing to serving time, I cannot pin the death of Billy Collins solely on Luis Resto. Jason Abelson of the Fight Network and I engaged in debate on this show last Friday and continued onwards after the show. I understand that Resto contributed to the demise of Collins' career, but you will never see me sympathize with someone that becomes an alcoholic and attempts to blame others for their problem. Collins expected a fair fight under the New York State Athletic Commission approved banner on that night, and he did not receive one. What he got was a tainted boxer that showed not an ounce of humanity or honor by taking away the career of Collins in 12 rounds. Collins lost his career, his vision, and his willingness to live with boxing taken out of it. Is it fair to blame Resto for Collins' decision to turn to alcohol for an answer? That is the question I've struggled with all weekend long when trying to put together this rant. Nothing upsets me more than people that assess themselves and their failures by blaming everyone else but themselves. Hundreds of people are victims of negligence and malice on a daily basis, where the lives they lived when they woke up pale in comparison to the new ones they must accept by the time they go to sleep that night. It's real easy to judge someone when they're on top of the world and quite another when they have hit rock bottom and are faced with the same temptations and hardships. When you look at Luis Resto and Billy Collins, the wrong man is dead today. He is alive and walks free. He ended the career of Billy Collins, but he didn't end his life.